Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Pruitt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Wei then moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hurdle scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Washington moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Brett steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wei then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Wei then moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Proley now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Wei then scores. Porter moves to third. It's 7-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Wilson moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Waven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waven is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Waven hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Waven moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 1 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing second base. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Way then moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 10-1, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Way then scores. Porter scores. It's 12-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordhagen moves to third. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rans Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. Kim hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Bosley moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley scores. Morrison scores. It's 12-3, Royals. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wathen hits a line drive towards first. Johnson catches it and throws to first, with Farmer covering, to double up McRae. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wathen. Pruitt reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 3 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 3 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Royals. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.